There was a moment when I was breathing hard, and he reached out to hold my hand. Acquiesce. An enticement to get closer, much closer. He would put to rest my heavy breathing. Acquiesce. I had wanted this for so long, no longer a picture on a page. We were breathing the same hot air. Entrapped. I wanted to be a lady. I was reduced to an animal. Damn. I'm not allowed to be vulnerable, to give in to desire raw and wild. Acquiesce. Am I condensed to being a name? Acquiesce. Damn. Nevertheless. I was naked in his presence, derived pleasure from it. This chance respite, alive and vindicated. He is too much. I am a wayward child in your arms. You electrify me. It's too enticing a request for me not to acquiesce. No verb could recount it, our actions. No movement, not one is proficient to unfold the way my body shook, the way it trembles with the acquaintance of this polished man and his yearn for space inside me. Acquiesce. What was I to do? I am only a girl. He's a boy. It's human nature. I couldn't stop if I tried. And yeah, I tried. I said no, a counterfeit plea at best, and he stopped, imitating a gentleman, as he watched my lungs lift up and down. He knew he had to modify the sport, and he closed his eyes. I had a desperate need of him. We took a breath. Breathe slowly with me. I'll take you to the moment I gave in. Are you breathing? Okay, let's go. Me, with my lack of ladylike conduct, reached over to experience the touch of his chest. He responded, acquiesce. He sat up, laid his head on my breast. The ache for him was too much, so I wrapped my arms around his body and placed my hands on the backside of his neck. He responded, acquiesce. I was frightened at this end. I was giving in. He was already undressing me. Arousal silent and heavy before the execution is at hand. There it was, prepared on top of me, waiting for my invitation. What would you do? Acquiesce. 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 The mind in me twisted and anguished. It hurt afterwards. I hurt so bad. This was foolish. I am the fool. I paced the floor twice today. Then I howled at my face in the mirror. Not a girl anymore. You know better. The flesh was so weak and fragile. The performance in the offing, listlessly watching time go by as I waited for crave of him to settle under my skin and depart my blood. The exacting sting of acquiescence. I have given it some distance and am contented to say I am indebted for the give of his passion, the sanction of acquiescence, but not altogether liberated. I want some more. Naked acquiescence.